RadioMD. RadioMD.com. The tips, tools, support, and inspiration you need on your wellness journey. Rewired Radio with Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. Thanks to an increase in mainstream media attention, 2015 has been an eventful year for the transgender community. Many in the transgender community hope that this can be the start of a much-needed increased safety, but also recognize that the stigma of being transgender is far from fully gone. My guest today, Beck G. Cohen, will discuss why 2015 was such a landmark year for the transgendered community, the issues and struggles the community still faces, why transgender people are at a higher risk for drug and alcohol addiction, and what we can all do to help create safer spaces for transgender people. I'm so honored to have Beck with us today. Beck, welcome to the show. And I know that you have, you know, you have your master's degree in addiction studies and that you train other counselors and facilitators to work with the transgender community, right?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, thank you for having me on.
Oh my gosh, my pleasure. So can you tell us a little bit about, you know, what it is that has happened this year and why people are starting to embrace the transgender community more?
Yeah, I was thinking about it. And, you know, this started actually in 2014 when Orange is the New Black was on and Laverne Cox was actually on Time magazine. And to see a trans woman of color on the front cover of Time magazine was a huge success. And it really started the dialogue, even though the conversation had started a long time ago, but it really put into the spotlight the transgender community. You know, kind of like what we saw with Ellen DeGeneres for the lesbian community and Will and Grace for the gay community, we start to see people in the spotlight in the media, and mm-hmm. it grabs our attention. So this year, you know, with Transparent and, again, Orange is the New Black, it's just, I think our intrigue in that community started in the media, and now we need to catch up as a community because our laws and policies and everything is just not there, and it's not caught up yet. So there's hope in that, though. There's hope that now that there's more people in the spotlight that are trans, that are talking about being trans, that are coming out as trans and feeling more safety to come out as trans, we're just gonna see more and more people coming out. And And then we need to also be more aware and to be allies to the community.
Right. And like you said, for the people that don't know, those are TV shows that are in the mainstream media that are starting the conversations that maybe we don't know how to have, like, in everyday life. You know, when I was watching those shows, too, it's like the conversations, the questions that people have and don't know really how to articulate. You know, like, what is transmasculine? What is, you know, there's so many terms. And I think people really want to understand it better, but we don't know quite who to ask, how to ask, where to ask, you know. So that's why it's awesome that there's other resources now. And I know that you are someone just lighting the path for helping people understand that. So what do you find is, like, the most common questions you get?
The most common question I get is that question. How do I ask? Right?
Yeah.
How do I ask about pronouns? How do I ask if someone, or how do I know if someone is transgender? And really, I think a lot of it comes from a place of fear or not wanting to hurt anyone's feelings, or to, you know, we kind of tiptoe around the subject, and we hope that, you know, that person will come out to us first. And so we have to really, as clinicians or as people maybe in the field, if anyone's listening that's in the field, is really just ask the question of what pronouns do you use? I want to be affirming. We have to have cultural humility around the topic of people who are transgender or who may be questioning their gender. And I think that just by asking is affirming, obviously in a safe way. We don't. Unfortunately, a lot of trans people get the question in a derogatory way on the street by strangers. But, you know, if we have someone that's close to us that we're connected to, just saying like, hey, I'm an ally and I want to be your ally and I'm here for you. and I accept right. you no matter what. I think that's what a lot of trans people, we just want to like feel accepted and loved.
Right.
And
right.
Yeah.
And I think, and that's great for our listeners to hear, because I think that there is some fear that people have that they're not going to be fully understood, or that they want to come off empathetic or compassionate, but yet don't know how to say the right things, you know? And mm-hmm. I really enjoy the fact that this conversation is being, you know, out there in ways that it never has, especially with Caitlyn Jenner. And, you know, not that she is the only person that has been in the media, you know, in the
right.
in the past, but for some right. reason it has really sparked the conversation this year. So
yeah.
I'm feeling like, you know, is it been easier for you to kind of, as you're touring, as you're teaching, as you're doing the work that you do, and you do so much beautiful writing, I mean, are you seeing that there is a shift, or do you still feel like there's just such a long way to go?
Can I say both?
yeah.
There is a shift, and there's a long way to go. I think that when I started this conversation, this dialogue about 5 years ago, I would have maybe two or three clinicians at my trainings. And this year alone, it would be like standing room only. Because
wow.
people are like, wow, I'm having someone who's questioning their gender or that's coming out as trans. And is this a trend? That's another question I get. Is this a trend?
Right.
And I say, it's not a trend. Trans people have been around since the dawn of
yeah.
time.
Right.
It's feeling safer because we're seeing it out there in the world, and we're like, oh, I can be out. I see allies, you know, I see people saying, yeah, it's cool if you're trans. It's cool. I love you despite, in any form. And, what we get
right.
to see in that is safety. And so we're seeing more people feeling safer about coming out. And then the younger and younger people coming out as well.
Right.
Talking about gender in a way that we never talked about before. We didn't have language around it. We didn't accept the language
right.
around being trans. So the interest that has been sparked through Caitlin, through Laverne Cox, through Janet Mock, and all these pioneers who long before, in the LGBT movement, it was trans women of color who actually started this movement for, civil rights of the LGBT community. But they get
yeah.
lost. It got lost through marriage equality and all of that. So it's really important to talk about, the people who paved our path to get where we are today. And then also realize that we have a long way to go.
Like right.
I said, policies and laws are not giving
right.
trans people the rights that they deserve and they need, and the benefits
absolutely.
That they need.
Absolutely. This is such an important conversation to continue. And mm-hmm. so just grateful for you to even share with us today. Where can people find you?
Sure. They can find me. I work for The Refuge, a healing place in Florida, and they can find me online, Beck G. Cohen, on Facebook. And I don't know, do you want me to give my email?
Yeah, please. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. It's BGEE. So BGEE at therefuge-ahealingplace.com.
Okay,
and they can
thank
ask
you
me
so
any
much.
Questions if they want.
Okay, great.
I'm glad to
yeah,
find
they
resources
could ask.
And all of that.
Yeah, I know you're a wealth of information, and you really have your finger on the pulse of what's going on in this country, and, everywhere from schools to treatment centers. I know that you really have traveled all over this year, so I know it's been an ongoing process. So thank you, Beck, for coming in to discuss this important conversation. This is really such a great thing to be able to share with our audience so that they understand that this is something that we should all come from a place of love and compassion. So I appreciate you being on. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Thanks for joining us, and stay well.